This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, inviting you to bring up anything you want. Dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And joining you in our studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
We've been talking about education, but there's a lot on the table tonight that we can talk about, including some disturbing new spying news coming out of Glenn Greenwald, presumably courtesy of Edward Snowden. Give you the latest there. And plus, Mark, you're really interested in this case out of Florida with a male who has Down syndrome who's interested in fighting professionally, apparently. And like kickbox, I guess, or like MMA kind of stuff.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
So apparently the state has decided to stand in his way of reaching his dreams. We'll talk about that. You can also join us here at 855-450-FREE or via Skype at Skype username lrn.fm as we jump right back into your calls and thoughts. Joe Lou is listening in St. George, Utah to KZNU. Hello, Joe Lou.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
I am a 61-year-old. I went to 3 semesters of college straight out of high school and got involved with an abusive now ex-husband, so didn't go back to school. Tried to go back to school twice since then. There were no student loans involved those times. Didn't even know anything about them. But now that I'm back in school, I started back in when I was 59, and I've taken those student loans, and one is subsidized, the other one is unsubsidized, and it accrues interest immediately. The other one doesn't accrue interest until after you've stopped school for 6 months. Yes.
So why, why in your early 60s have you gone back to school?
Because it was I guess it's a lifelong dream that I had of going into psychology. My dad had a PhD in psychology, and it's just been a real interest of mine. And whenever I talk to people, if I feel less of a person trying to tell them that I know about psychology because I haven't actually had the psychology classes.
I see.
Does that make sense? Yeah.
So you feel more certain about yourself, representing yourself as a knowledgeable person if you have that school behind you. It's more of a personal confidence thing.
Correct.
Cool.
Yeah, I can see why people would choose to do that. I mean, it's unlikely that, in your early 60s that you'll go back and have a terribly long career in psychology. But if you're doing it for your own purposes, I see nothing wrong with that.
I imagine you'll probably keep the drinking under control at your age in college as well. I don't imagine you're as attracted to joining sororities or anything like that.
Yeah, but if they try to get you to binge drink, don't do it.
Yeah, right. Binge drinking bad. Also, the hazings are a little weird, too.
Yeah, so. don't go for any of that hazing stuff.
Joe Lou, thanks for sharing your story tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
So we're right around the corner from an Ivy League school here. It's an hour down the road.
What, Dartmouth?
Yeah, Dartmouth.
Okay,
you know what an Ivy League school is?
The fancy schools.
You know what I love doing? I love, because you went to the smart kids school in our town, and I went to the regular kids school. I just love having people see right here on national radio, you don't know your butt from a hole in the ground. No, in fact, an Ivy League school is a school, any school that was in the United States and pre-Revolutionary War.
So really? I didn't know that about
There's
that.
Only 8 or 9. I think it's 8 of them.
Huh.
Very, very few of them. University of Pennsylvania.
I just thought Ivy League was just fancy schools for rich kids.
It's often used like that.
But isn't that true? I mean, are there Ivy League schools that are cheap? Well, they're not affordable.
They're not cheap, but they want other people for other reasons. So you can get subsidized, and for whatever reasons that they might decide they want you in.
Yeah, but these are like the hard schools to get in, right? These are the fancy schools.
It depends. You have to play up.
It's an Ivy League school.
If you want to get in and you don't have the connections, you're gonna have to play up something that's special about you to get in. And if you do that, you may very well, because they do want a big diversity. Of lots of different ideas and people and things like that there, oftentimes. But I've thought about, I've thought about it just like Joanne.
Don't remember.
Joe Lou,
there you go.
Yeah, going back to school. I've thought about it. It'd be interesting. I'd like to get a history degree or maybe a degree in economics or maybe, do the dual degree thing or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I just can't justify it in my mind. I've got things to do during the day.
I can't either. I mean, if you really want to go and take a college class, there are plenty of them that are available online for free. Go ahead and get the knowledge. Why do you need the paper?
And this is
at this point, you definitely don't need the paper.
MIT has made all of its courses available online for free.
Yeah.
This is another thing.
They're not the only one, though, right? There's other stuff out there.
It used to be bigger than it is now, but there's auditing, right? Like, you know what auditing means?
Yeah, you sign up for a class, you can go and take the class, you just don't get a grade at the end, right?
I don't even know if you sign up. But I mean, you just go in and sit on a class
and take
the class. Different schools have different ways of doing it. Hmm. But you can sit in on a class.
It's not like they take attendance.
Now consider this for a second. You can sit in on the classes you want to take.
Mm-hmm.
Get the education that will be there. At the end of 4 years, the person who sits in and doesn't pay for the course, they have the same education that the person who did pay for the course has, but they didn't pay for it, and they won't get a sheepskin.
Mm-hmm.
And that, to me, proves without a doubt that the sheepskin is what costs $100,000 or whatever it is.
Now, if you're doing an audit of a class, do you actually, if you turn in a report, do you get a grade on it?
Probably not. But
like how? I'm trying to remember back when I was in college. I feel like there might have been an attendance taken at some point, but I don't really recall. It certainly didn't seem as important
school,
in college whether or not
we
you
went
attending.
To didn't have as many people generally in the in a class.
True.
But when you're going to a university,
you've got hundreds,
you can have
right?
Yeah, you can have in the low thousands
really?
In a class. Yeah, if they
Jeez.
Have it in an auditorium, yeah, they absolutely do that
That's
stuff.
Crazy.
But certainly there are hundreds of kids in a class.
Right, so they wouldn't know, right? Like if you turned in, paper in this class that you're auditing, unless the teacher is checking every single name against the list of registered students, you're probably going to get a grade. I don't know. I'm just totally speculating on that.
Well,
part.
The teacher isn't even touching your papers. It's going to be a teacher's aide.
Teacher's aides.
Yeah, which are one doing all the work and oftentimes teaching the classes too.
What the hell do those teachers do?
Research. Research.
Sounds like a huge scam to me. Such a scam from top to bottom.
But you're absolutely right. You can get the education you want on the internet if you choose to
educate yourself. That's just
but
it. It goes to show the college isn't about education as much as it's about the system and getting out that piece of paper and creating this thing that's supposedly so valuable out there and putting it up on this pedestal as though you must have it in order for you to be successful. Is that really what makes somebody a success? Is it the fact they have the piece of paper, or is it that they have the knowledge and that they can apply that knowledge?
And I think that, you can learn it on the internet or you can get it at work. Doing my job, which was radio sales, radio ad sales, there was a good friend of mine who started, well, he's not a good friend anymore, but a guy I really liked, I guess is the way to describe it, Tom, if you remember him. And he... he started with his degree. He had he went to the University of Florida. He had a marketing degree.
Mm.
4 years. He played up.
He must know how to sell.
He played up this marketing degree. And got his job. And this was his first job out of college and that kind of thing.
Mm.
This was my first real career out of prison, mind you. So here he is.
Two different
out of
starting
college.
Points. Yep.
I'm out of prison. And
did you own him in the sales figures?
Absolutely. I was absolutely. I got the awards and the whole thing. And Tom went
did
on
I
to
grind
a different
his gears. I mean, is that why you're not friends anymore? Or what?
No, it didn't. He just went on to a different career. I mean, you've got to apply yourself. You've got to do follow up. It's sales has its own special skill sets, and most of it isn't what people think it
you
is.
Don't
like
learn
low
to
level mind control or whatever they think sales is about.
You don't learn sales sitting in a classroom.
You don't.
I don't believe that.
And so much of the world is sales, and so many good ways to make money is sales.
Isn't the number one paying profession in the world sales?
I would have to look that up, but it certainly is involved in every... well, I can't imagine it's not, because every entrepreneur is essentially a salesman, too.
All right. Well, you can tell us what your experience has been with college or whatever's on your mind. We've got all kinds of other stuff to talk about tonight, including the California news about the possible breakup into six pieces. It's moving ahead. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control here on Free Talk Live.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain name, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it, and they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes?
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. Bring up anything here. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. A young man trying to get into the world of boxing, or not boxing, I guess mixed martial arts, ultimate fighting kind of stuff. But he's got Down syndrome, and apparently that's a problem, at least for some people. Mark will tell us more about the story here in moments. We'll continue taking your calls and thoughts. And if you care about online privacy, take the time to check out ProXPN. It's a global virtual private network that actually encrypts your data, meaning before anything leaves the network port, whether it's the wired port or the Wi-Fi port on your computer, it's encrypted. That means that before it reaches your internet service provider, all that information cannot be read by your ISP. So they can't know what you're doing anymore. Right now, they probably are logging every website you visit and every search term that you enter, and maybe keeping that information as long as 5 years in some cases. You can put a stop to it by going to proxpn.com/FTL. Download their software. It's available for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, Android devices. You can also get ProXPN functioning with Linux fairly easily. It's just a bit of a different setup. Go to proxpn.com/FTL. Get started there. You can jump in right away with their free account. And then when you're ready to upgrade to premium, you can do that with our discount code FTL20 to save 20% off the price of their premium account for the lifetime of your account. You get the annual plan that breaks the price down to about $5 a month. It's an amazing price for great service that actually allows you, when you get the premium account, for instance, unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can connect to, and you can even privately torrent with their premium account. Plus, it'll help you, ProXPN will help you get around any blocks in your region. Perhaps it's a workplace block, a school block, maybe the country that you're living in or visiting is blocking things. ProXPN, very helpful. ProXPN.com/FTL. Go grab the software and use promo code FTL20 when you're ready to upgrade to the premium account. As we continue here with your calls and your thoughts, Mike's on the line listening in Virginia, Minnesota. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
How you doing there?
Welcome, sir. You're on the air.
Yes, I just I know that I don't always get the same subject you guys are on because I always get the call after the fact. But anyway, I just wanted to tell you a story about how a doctor can get away with murder because the doctor murdered my first wife. And
oh my!
And although my first wife did have a problem with prescription painkillers, it wasn't as bad until this one doctor would prescribe her up to 900 pain pills a month.
Jeez, that sounds like a lot.
Plus give her 8 shots a month, plus give her 14 bottles of albuterol. I don't know if you know what that is. That's a nasal inhalant.
Okay, I don't know what it is.
You spray it in your sinuses, and within 3 seconds, you're out of your mind. You don't know where you're at, what you're doing.
Wow. Now, why do you believe that this doctor was trying to kill your wife?
Well, maybe not in a sense of out and out doing it, but the fact that he prescribed these multitudes of painkillers, 230, and I'm talking Oxycontin, Oxycodone, Tylenol 4.
Was she actually taking all of those? Was she taking 900 pills a month, or was she selling some of them?
He was telling her to take 5 pills at a time. And I didn't even know morphine came in pill form until he prescribed that. And in fact, she had 5 accidents coming back from, because I tried to take her when I could if I wasn't working. And, you know, this was all after the fact that I found out that they would push her out the back door because the other patients were complaining because she was staggering out of the place. And
yeah,
after she passed, of course I was in shock. And this was February 8th of 2005, it's been a while, but I just, one night I heard you guys talking about doctors and medicines, and
mm-hmm, sure.
Unfortunately, with a doctor, you only have 2 years, and what's even worse is the coroner, you only have 6 months, and unbeknownst to me.
Wait, what do you mean, 2 years, 6 months? Are we talking about for a lawsuit, or what does that mean?
Yes, you have 2 months to sue a doctor no matter what.
How do you sue a coroner? Where's the coroner fit into all this? Why would you want to sue that person?
Well, because they did the autopsy, and after 6 months after I got the report, it said there was no drugs in her system, and I called them, and I said, could you explain to me how somebody could take 240 Vicodins the last 2 weeks of their life and not have it in them. And unfortunately, my first wife was cremated. They said, oh, you know, we're supposed to save blood, but we accidentally destroyed it all, so we can't test no more.
Yeah.
Wow.
And you only have 6 months to do anything with the coroner. And on top of that, the police...
You said there were five automobile accidents in what, in 6 months, is that right?
Over like a year, 2 year period.
2 year period, five automobile accidents. I suppose five automobile accidents over 2 years is a lot.
That's a lot.
But I'm kind of, I'm just trying to figure out, you know, I mean, as the husband here, how is she getting home from the doctor's office? She's sleeping it off in the parking lot? I mean.
No, she would try, like I said, I couldn't always go because I had to work, but. There was times like she got picked up by the cops and they said, you're either going to the hospital or the jail. And they had to take her to the hospital to give her some type of shot that reversed some of the effects of, because he would give her a shot, a painkiller shot twice a week, plus all these pills, plus this nasal inhalant that it's, the generic is Stadol, but it's the same effect as albuterol, I believe.
What was it that got her on the pain pills in the first place? Was there an accident? Was she injured in some way?
I think she thought she had chronic pain, and back before she found this doctor, like I said, she dealt with it halfway decent, and but she was only getting 30 to 90 pills a month. And I, after all this was said and done, someone told me, the first thing I did was I emailed America's Most Wanted, and they, of course, they said it was sad, but that was out of their realm to contact my local authorities. And I went and I tried to get the county police to put a warrant for his arrest.
I don't know what you'd get him on. I mean, like you didn't even, when we were talking about it earlier, you seemed to admit that, you know, this may not have been his intention to kill her. He just may have been prescribing her what she was looking for. I mean, I don't know. Obviously, I wasn't involved, but... 900 pills a month is a lot of
pills. It kind of reminds me of the Michael Jackson case, you know, with the doctor that was giving him stuff that, you know, it ultimately ended up killing him. But, you know, these are the things that Michael Jackson wanted,
too. But even though the doctor says you need to do this, you don't get to use the doctor's recommendations as an excuse to completely abdicate your own responsibility for what it is you put into your body. I mean, it's nice that people look to doctors as experts and all. I don't know if that's always a smart thing because, you know, they're more educated in certain areas, but they're still humans. They're still fallible. They can still make mistakes. And in a lot of cases, you know, a doctor's mistake can end up killing you. But I don't know, you know, if there's any evidence whatsoever that this was done on purpose. Is there?
Well, it's, I don't know what purpose would be, but some of the pharmacies refused to fill it and turned him into,
wow.
I took 400 pages and I called the DEA and they said, send this evidence to them. So I sent 400 pages of all these humongous, I mean, have you ever heard of anybody being prescribed 240?
Never in my life.
Not unless they're selling pills on the side and they've got some sort of a sweetheart deal where they're kicking back money to the doc. Thanks for the call, Mike. I'm sorry to hear the story. There's more on the way here on Free Talk Live.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Whoa! This is big! Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. We'll take your calls about anything. Toll free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you on the website. Freetalklive.com, they're all free.
Bitcoins, cryptocurrencies, they're getting all kinds of press. Ian, I saw another site. It's like the Amazon for Japan.
Rakuten.
Thank you.
We talked about it last night with Johnny Ray.
Did you? Awesome.
Yeah, they're going to take Bitcoin soon, apparently.
Yeah, they're taking Bitcoins.
And the CEO is raving about them or something.
This is... I guess this is what I expected when it came to Bitcoins initially, is that what they are is they're a cryptocurrency that allow you to send and receive money on the internet. Actually, they're money that's on the internet, and it just kind of reassigns the value from you to someone else.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess... You know, what I was thinking is that first people would use them to move money from one location to another relatively cheaply. If you try to do it through PayPal or Western Union or wire transfer or these things, you're setting off all the bells and whistles from every governmental agency, from every government around. You're paying huge fees, and it takes a long time. With Bitcoin, you can do it in seconds. Honestly, you can, it's seconds. You can really do it in seconds, and you can do it quite cheaply for pennies. You can move $1 million from here to wherever, North Korea, in seconds for pennies. And that's really valuable. But once businesses find out that, well, you know, we can just accept bitcoins as opposed to accepting dollars or yen or yuan or euros or whatever, then people are going to keep their money in the Bitcoin. So there's not a transfer fee from Bitcoin into the other currency, whatever that might be. And then it's just going to be a domino effect. Once one business does it, then another business has to do it in competition with them. And then some other business that's not in competition does it, and then their competition does it. And it just keeps on going until everybody accepts Bitcoins.
Well, Rakuten is said to be bigger than Amazon in Japan. It's also allegedly the largest e-commerce site in Japan. They apparently even operate a bank. So this is it. Now, this isn't a done deal, from what I understand. This is the head of the company talking about accepting Bitcoin. So okay. I don't think it's officially been announced as a done, guaranteed, going to happen sort of thing, but sure does sound like they're talking about it pretty seriously.
If you want to get some Bitcoins, the place to go is ExpressCoin.com. They are inexpensive, fast, easy. Completely legal. They're a licensed money, MSB, whatever that is.
Money services business?
Yeah, money services business. Thank you so much. And their customer service is great. I've done a lot of business through ExpressCoin. I trust these guys. You know, they're great. They're awesome. You can get Bitcoins there and all other lots of other types of cryptocurrencies, too. Dogecoin, Litecoin, Blackcoin, Darkcoin, several of them. You can do it in Canada. You can do it from your smartphone by going to ExpressCoin.com and downloading their app. They make it easy for you. ExpressCoin.com.
All right. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Chris calling from Florida in St. Augustine. Hi, Chris.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, actually, I'll be moving up there summer of 2015. And,
awesome. Wow, congrats.
Florida, thanks. And being from Florida, such as yourself, what's the weather like up there?
Sure.
It's like Florida right now.
Yeah, right. Well, right now it's a heck of a lot better than Florida. You walk outside and you're having the skin burn from your flesh. But but during the winter, I suspect, is what you're talking about. One does not have to shovel sunshine. You can go inside, the air conditioner's running, and you're fine. And to a large extent, if you're not into any kind of the winter sports, that's what most people do here in the winter. There are a few people going outside and doing their thing. Is your chosen career line, is that indoor or outdoor business?
Pretty much like outdoors, but whenever I get up there, I'm not going to have a job anyways.
Well, you could, yeah. You know, if you work outdoors, not the first winter I was here, but the second winter I was here, I built my house in the winter, in the snowiest winter that they'd had in 100-something years. And me and a couple of friends, we built that house during the winter.
Most construction slows down significantly during the winter.
It does. It's a pain to move the snow around, and many construction guys do things like snow plowing and other stuff during the winter.
Yeah.
But it can be done. All you have to do is dress for it. And that's really what it comes to with the weather here is you need to dress for it. In the same way that in Florida, you're not going to be wearing wool slacks in the summer. In the winter here, you're not going to be running around in Bermuda shorts. And so, you know, that's how that goes. We have heaters. Yeah. Your domicile will be a livable temperature because you will set it at that. And that'll be fine. Also, I live out in the country. I have a 400-foot driveway that is not, the house isn't visible from the road. Somebody comes with a plow on the front of their truck and shoves all the snow to the side and clears out my area. And I've got to shovel a pathway to my outdoor wood boiler and, you know, a couple of other things. Ian lives in town. And he has to do like a sidewalk and a little bit of a driveway, but not nearly as much outdoor stuff. And then there are people that live in apartments who basically have to do nothing.
Yeah, they pay for it.
They
rent.
Right, with their rent, the landlord comes and puts, you know, salts the steps and makes sure that everything's fine.
Common area maintenance.
That's what it is. Yeah. So I would say that the weather isn't the concern that you might have, you know, being from Florida. It just really depends on how you arrange your life. If you live out in if you get a yurt and you live out on 20 undeveloped acres, yep, you're going to deal with some snow during the winter.
Yeah, all right. Well,
it's beautiful, though. I mean, besides all that, there's some work involved in getting through the wintertime up here. It's the Granite State. These people are pretty hardy folks because they have to deal with this stuff. But as Mark pointed out, there is comforts. You know, we do have heat. And I also just found this year, for the first time, I got one of these little hand warmer things. Like, they are electronic. You plug it in. You can get them on Amazon. Shop.freetalklive.com. I spent $40 on this thing. It's a rechargeable battery, basically, that creates heat. And I put that thing in my pocket. And if I need, because it doesn't matter to me, like, I don't know if I've got bad circulation or what it is, but it doesn't matter how much I dress my trunk up, which, you know, you're supposed to keep your trunk warm, right? If you keep your trunk warm, the rest of your body will be okay, generally. But it doesn't matter how warm I keep the rest of my body. My extremities get very, very cold. So, you know, I have to have something to, or it helps me to have some. I can stay outside longer if I have something that I can kind of reheat my hands on. I used to use, like, my stomach. I'd stick my hand up inside, like, my chest. I would kind of hold my hand there if I were outside at like a protest or something like that. So the hand warmer thing helps me with that. So there's tools up here that can help make things more comfortable, I think.
But, that was my greatest concern about moving up there. I mean, I've lived in Florida my whole life.
Yeah, me too, man. Me too.
I don't even own a jacket, you know.
You'll get one. The fact is that oftentimes you can go to secondhand stores and get your winter gear relatively cheaply, mm-hmm. but you're going to need to get it. There's no doubt about it. One thing that I would advise is the fact is it costs more money to heat a house than it does to air condition it. So it's mm-hmm. going to cost. It costs a little bit more. There's no doubt about it. But I think that you'll probably agree that there are plenty of people. You know, people that believe in bigger government moving to Florida every day, right?
Yeah, and I got to go.
Yeah. Warm weather does not buy freedom. You know, there are a lot of people that complain about moving to New Hampshire for more freedom, and they talk about the weather, but, you know, really? Well, you've got weather.
I love the weather. I think it's so great here because it's so different throughout the year. There's a tremendous range. I mean, right now I mentioned that it feels like Florida, and it's close. In Keene, it's 69 degrees at the moment. And where you live, it's 75, so it's not that far off. And when it gets hot in New Hampshire, it gets hot, and it gets humid during the summertime.
It's nothing like Florida, though.
How long are the summers, roughly?
It depends. So, like, it could snow as late as April, or in some cases, you know, late April, or whatever.
The summers are a couple of months, a couple 3 months, and you'll need, you know, you should have some air conditioning for that time period. But the thing is you generally can turn your air conditioner off at night.
A lot of people don't have air conditioning, although I do, and it's nice to have it. I can tell
sure
you
is.
That. Hey, thanks
well,
for the call,
I don't
Chris.
I have AC. All right.
Yeah,
good
a
Lord.
Lot of people don't. A lot of people don't have AC up here. A shocking
He's talking
amount.
About in Florida.
I know that. I'm telling you, a lot of people up here don't have them. My houses do not have central AC. Almost all of them don't, at least these older ones. We're coming up here. Thanks, Chris. Good luck.
One little joint supplement. You know this powerful little pill is great for your joints. It even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't give you the joint relief you're looking for. Until now. Introducing the complimentary 2-week sample of Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It's the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary 2-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-608-9424. Instaflex provides powerful, effective joint relief for your knees, hands, even your hips. Prove it to yourself by calling now for your complimentary sample. Instaflex is available at GNC, Walgreens, and CVS, but you can only get your complimentary 2-week sample by calling 1-800-608-9424. Call now for your 2-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-608-9424.
You've been lied to. Lied to by Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, and I want to give you free access to my new DVD set, The Millionaire Black Box. Because after losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough. And since then, I've filmed interviews with dozens of millionaires across the country. I was shocked to discover they don't use mutual funds or worry about stock market crashes. They make double digits in good years and bad. Call now to get this DVD where millionaires reveal 5 specific wealth strategies like private lending contracts, how to use your IRAs or cash in the bank to make potential double digits each year, tax-free retirement income using the biggest benefits left in the tax code, and how to beat inflation with 2 strategies you'll never hear from Wall Street. Call 1-800-324-3030 to get free access to the Millionaire Black Box videos and learn the secrets the ultra-rich use to grow your money and protect your wealth. Plus, the next 47 callers get a free copy of my best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-324-3030. Again, that's 1-800-324-3030. 1-800-324-3030.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. Just dial on in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. As usual, lots of stuff on the table to talk about tonight. The young man with Down syndrome who wants to fight professionally, I think. Mark's got the story about him, the state of Florida, apparently. I think it was Florida, standing in the way. We'll tell you about that, and we actually just had a call come in from Florida. He was talking about moving to New Hampshire, and we didn't mention he was likely considering moving here because of the Free State Project. I'm pretty sure that was what was behind the call, the idea being let's move liberty-loving people from all around the world, all around the country, all to the same place. New Hampshire was chosen in
It was chosen because it is has a low population, a small area, a deep seaport. It's
no
already
income tax.
Yeah, no income tax, no sales tax. Adults don't have to wear seatbelts. It's the freest of the 50 states as rated by the Mercatus Center and five of their ratings over time.
There's actually 101 reasons to move to New Hampshire, which you can find over at freestateproject.org. The idea is to bring liberty-minded people together where we could actually have an impact and make a difference in a place that's already more freedom-oriented than most places in the United States. So that was what was kind of motivating his phone call. That's what's motivating somebody to leave Florida, which, you know, it's a little more comfortable a lot of the time down in Florida during certain parts of the year, and it can get kind of uncomfortable up here in New Hampshire. But that's a good thing because
wages tend to be higher, though.
What, in New Hampshire?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I didn't know that. But it's a good thing that it's uncomfortable here because it really separates the serious people from the talkers. It separates the doers from the people who just sit behind a keyboard and pound away thinking they're going to somehow achieve freedom by posting and reposting things on Facebook. If you're really serious about freedom, this is the place to be. Go to freestateproject.org. And I have to say, I really like seasons. I never had seasons in Florida before. There, it's hot and slightly less hot. Maybe slightly cool and during a few weeks of the year. But
you can put the top down in the winter.
Yeah,
in
beyond
Florida.
That, yeah. There's no real change that happens. You don't see leaves coming off of a tree. The landscape doesn't change to white, fluffy snow. There's such great contrast here that it's it's just amazing. I think fall and spring are my two favorite seasons, but there's a lot to like about summer and winter.
What I can really see the contrast is when I, like, slip on the ice and bang my hip. I can really feel the contrast then.
Yeah. Well, you got to be careful.
You do have to be careful. There's always crampons.
I got it through. I got through the entire winter without a slip and fall this year. I was really proud of myself.
That's awesome. Going to get older, you'll really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Indeed.
Hey, tell me about this guy with Down syndrome. What's going on there?
This is coming from change.org. Oh, by no means my favorite website for things, but okay. He's started a petition there, and I actually signed this petition, and I thought that it would be worth sharing because I think it, at least from his standpoint. I think this is completely fair. So he says, here's my name's Garrett Holeve, and I'm a 24-year-old with Down syndrome who's been training as a mixed martial arts fighter for over 4 years in Florida. Since I became involved in mixed martial arts, it's become a very important part of my life. I was recently denied the opportunity to compete as a MMA fighter. This is not the first time I have been denied. These denials undermine my progress in my sport and embarrass me. If you can help me secure an opportunity to compete in the sport I love by signing this petition. As I try to make the next step in my MMA career, Disability Rights Florida, the state protection and advocacy system, is representing me in an effort to access true competition. I'm qualified, able, and ready to fight. By the way, there's a picture of him here, and he looks qualified, able, and ready to fight.
But he has Down syndrome.
He has Down syndrome. He looks like he has Down syndrome, too.
Supposedly putting someone at a disadvantage?
Everybody has disadvantages, Ian.
Yeah.
We all have disadvantages, lots of different types of disadvantages, and we all overcome our disadvantages in whatever ways we overcome them. I would say that his Down syndrome probably gives him a disadvantage in fighting. That's none of my business.
He doesn't care, obviously. He's ready to go.
It's none of my business. If that's what he wants to do, then I support him. My love for this sport led me to create Garrett's Fight Foundation to help promote MMA within the special needs community, including disabled veterans. I'm the spokesperson, instructor, and director at Garrett's Fight Foundation. My job provides me with an income, career, and means to self-sufficiency. Under current law, Garrett's Fight Foundation could sponsor bouts, but the Florida legislature just challenged the law. I'm sorry. I for whatever reason, my glasses are kind of not helping me see at this moment in time. So going forward, my nonprofit foundation will not be allowed to sponsor amateur bouts.
Mm.
I'm very worried about my income, my foundation, and my future in my sport. I need your support. In August 2013, the Florida State Boxing Commission issued a cease and desist order against a promoter who had scheduled me to fight due to lack of sanctioning by one of Florida's amateur sanctioning organizations, the World Fighting Organization.
So this is actually a team-up between the Florida government and one of these sanctioning groups, so some sort of private organization.
The Florida State Boxing Commission actually sounds like the government, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
I mean,
that's the group that has not given him their seal of approval.
They issued a cease and desist order. So anyway, I was fully prepared to. I am fully prepared to progress in MMA. I deserve and need an equal opportunity. I'm sponsored by the National Down Syndrome Society. The mission of the NDSS is to be the national advocate for the value, acceptance, and inclusion of people with Down syndrome. Together, we want to raise awareness about discrimination I'm facing and put an end to it as I strive for full inclusion and full participation in the sport of my choosing. So I'm going to put this petition up at facebook.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, you've been really hot on this story for quite a few days, and it just hasn't gotten on the air.
Well, I think that, you know, when you don't defend the least of us, you're not defending the best of us.
Mm-hmm.
We all have things that hold us back. We all have these things that, you know, in our lives, that disabilities, I suppose we can call them, right? Like, we all have abilities and we all have disabilities. And Garrett's got an ability. He's got the ability to fight. And I know what a technical thing this is. I was sort of an amateur boxer, and I did this stuff, and I understand completely that, you know, he's developed a portion of his brain to the point that he's a genius at this. Somebody who can fight well it's a form of intelligence. It's a skill, and he's, you know, fighting at, you know, a high skill level. He deserves to be able to do that. That's what drives him. That's what motivates him. I've got things that drive me. the listeners, they've got things that motivate them. Absolutely. Garrett deserves the opportunity to compete.
They've changed some sort of law, is what he was saying.
Well, they're trying to protect him. Oh, he's a dum-dum. He can't figure out how to make up his own mind. The other fighters will pick on him. They're just using him as their punching bag or whatever these things these people are saying.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I guess it's possible that that's going on. I think it's unlikely that Garrett's going to spend the time and the energy to set up his own foundation. And to go on change.org to put up a petition just so he can have his friends beat him up on a sanctioned organization and that he can get a second place ribbon for it. I mean, that is the height of hubris and stupidity if somebody claims that.
Well, maybe they're protecting the other boxers from Garrett. I mean, maybe they're worried that this guy's going to get in there and clean up and make these regulars look like losers.
You
just got your butt kicked by a kid with Down syndrome.
I doubt very seriously that the Florida State Boxing Commission is going to be making the decision based on that. I doubt
I don't think they changed the law because of him either.
Kinds of things. You can't people who are sufficiently low IQ can't choose to have sex. They can't choose where they live. They can't choose with whom they work. They can't choose how to work. They can't choose anything in their lives. They are not adults. They are the equivalent of a 10-year-old in the body of a 24-year-old. And it's disgusting. We either treat 24-year-olds like 24-year-olds, or we treat 24-year-olds like 10-year-olds, but you can't pick which ones you can and which ones you can't.
Yeah, but how far do you go with this, Mark? With the
consent? That's how far.
Okay. All right. So if somebody in a wheelchair,
what's the question?
If somebody in a wheelchair wants to compete with the regular people who stand up, they should be able to just go.
Why shouldn't they
enter the ring and fight?
Absolutely. If a person in a wheelchair wants to go against a guy with jousting on a horse and get himself impaled, who am I to say? It's not my business. It's their business. Now, in the case of Garrett, he's gotten this far. You can't do anything to prevent him from fighting. You can only prevent him from fighting in a sanctioned bout where he can get sort of credit and ranking. So he can go and fight at any MMA school he wants and learn how to do that. They haven't put that kind of restriction on him. Likely they could if they felt like it. But
well, I wonder what other options are there. I mean, does it have to be in Florida? Could he go to Alabama, Texas, some other place where the rules aren't as strict, where there's maybe more openness?
Ian, he has Down syndrome. He lives with his parents. Come on.
I didn't know where he lived.
I don't know where he lives either. I'm taking a wild guess.
All right. Well, you're taking a pretty wild guess. There's a guy with Down syndrome that runs his own restaurant. So it's certainly possible these folks can take care of themselves. There's more on the way here.
The answer's just move. Thoughts.
855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, everyone. I'm Chuck Woolery. After putting a few thousand couples together on a love connection, you know that nothing kills romance faster than bad breath. Smart Mouth gets at the cause of bad breath without the burn. And you get clean breath for about 12 hours. Other mouthwashes only prevent bad breath for about an hour. Gum and mints, they just cover it. Use Smart Mouth in the morning for great breath all day. Rinse in the evening for clean, kissable breath all night. You can even wake up without morning breath. Smart Mouth, for 12 hours of real clean breath, look for the green box at your favorite store.
I try to put myself out there, but it seems they're all the same, just telling me what I want to hear.
Don't fret. You can find your car insurance soulmate. It's easy at Geico.com. You can pay your bill, manage your policy, and you could even save some major cash. If we could reach through the computer to pull your chair out for you and give you a kiss on the hand, we would. Because you deserve to be in a happy, healthy car insurance relationship. That's what life is all about. For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.